Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins from A to Z interview show. And with me today is John Alarcon from Code Potent, and he is a very loud member of the Classic Press community, and that is one that I've been talking about since about December, is the Classic Press fork of WordPress, and we're going to find out a little bit more about John and the plugins he produces, and well, welcome to the show, John.
John, thanks so much. I really appreciated the invite to be on the show.
Well, not a problem. I'm always like to get different voices on here, as I realized today when I was going through the Classic Press forums looking for some information to put into today's show. I realized I'd made a comment in there because people were talking about, you know, how WordPress is always kind of limited, but there's nothing different. I said, hey, I'm different. I am, really. Yeah. I'm an outside voice.
And in the world of just open source in general, being different, it always kind of stands out nicely.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to stand out. So what I want to talk to a little bit about today is you have some Classic Press specific plugins. And yes. You're a member of the Classic Press community and one that is very, I'm trying to get the right word here. I can't seem to get the right one out. One who's a big promoter of Classic Press itself. So tell us a little bit about the plugins you have for Classic Press and why you decided to go and write for Classic Press specifically.
Sure. So I decided to get involved with Classic Press specifically. Last year, I was actually going to get involved with WordPress, and this was in the beginning of 2018. I finally came to a point where I wasn't under contract anymore. And so I really wanted to start doing some more visible work with the community. Now, at that time, we kind of had the Gutenberg was happening, and it was still a little bit more in the early stages, but I could see that it was really a direction that I didn't want to go. And so, you know, while I realized that it always was possible that WordPress could be forked, it never really seemed probable. Right. And so when it finally did happen, it really seemed like, you know what, I'm behind this. I'm going to get behind it. I saw that I had a handful of people involved already, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And so that's how I became involved with the project. I think the word you were looking for earlier was I'm a very active community member.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
So I decided to, rather than pursue with WordPress, I decided to do exactly what I was going to do there, but just do it under the Classic Press project instead. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I was the first plugin developer to really jump in with both feet and start releasing the Classic Press first plugins.
Right.
And these plugins, they'll work with WordPress for the most part for quite a while to come, of course. But I'm not billing them as WordPress plugins. So they're built for Classic Press and to fill specific needs that are there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in particular, I know, like, I reviewed your registration, the Honeypot, and your carbon copy, and I think I covered today's show, I covered the username protection plugin for you.
Oh, wow.
So, the problem I've got right now is I really want to cover specific plugins written for Classic Press, and there's just not a lot of them yet.
That's true.
And so I'm giving a lot of props to the people that are doing them, and I'm trying to encourage other people to write them or at least write their plugins for both. I know I've just recently partnered up with a developer here in Victoria, and we're creating a partnership for a company writing plugins, and we've got one that's we've been developing for a year, and we just forked another plugin a couple of days ago because we needed it to do more than what it offered, and we're writing the stuff up to work with both Classic Press and WordPress, because I see Classic Press as something that's up and coming. So tell us a little bit. For instance, what made you think of writing the plugin called Registration Honeypot?
The Registration Honeypot is a plugin that was really kind of needed, but I didn't need it myself particularly, so I just kind of overlooked it. Once I put together my own site and I started having open registrations, it became apparent that something needed to be done. I was getting a ton of spam registrations every single day. And
oh,
so,
God, yeah.
it didn't take long for them to find my login form and my registration form, that's for sure. No. And so the registration honeypot was really just a quick resolution to that problem that I was having.
Yeah, well, that was just like a dream plugin for me. It's like I've been dealing with that for the last couple of years. And since I don't write code from scratch, I just hack into it. It's always kind of interesting when I get people that can create it from scratch.
You know, that was a really missing plugin, too.
Oh, God.
I kind of looked around, and it seemed that all the plugins that were kind of geared toward preventing spam didn't really cover that. And so we just whipped it together and released it.
Yeah, well, what's funny is I think about 3 weeks after I reviewed this, a plugin doing the exact same thing with a different name appeared in WordPress repository as a new plugin.
I noticed that, and I kind of thought, you know, maybe they took inspiration from the registration honeypot, and that made me really happy.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to think. I like to think my show has an impact, even if I'm not sure about it. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about what you can tell us about the Classic Press community and differences with them and how they work over WordPress.
So I never really was too involved with the WordPress community. During the time that I worked with WordPress, I was mostly under NDA and NCA.
Okay.
And so that meant I wasn't able to participate much with the community. And so I pretty much only read the community, I guess you could say. You know, I traveled some of the, you know, like the Tavern and, of course, the support forums at .org.
Right.
You know, the Classic Press community I found is quite a bit warmer than I'd come to know with the WordPress community. And I mean warmer to everybody, I guess, in WordPress. You know, once you've been there a while and you've contributed and everything, then people do warm up to you. There's no doubt about that. But maybe not quite so much for the person who's just posted a time or two.
Yeah.
So that was one really stark difference that I noticed about Classic Press and the community at the forums there. Everybody was just so friendly, and it was just really, really refreshing.
Yeah, well, I've definitely found that to be refreshing, considering my own recent experiences with the WordPress forums. They're 6 months recent, but it was recent enough. Well, I've been banned from the forums there at WordPress, so.
Oh, no. Well, you can always come over to the Classic Press forums. And we have emojis there.
I am. I'm working on those ones there. I went in there to update my bios and stuff there today. But I am, and there'll be more coming. And even with the show I do, I've expanded out the. I'm expanding out the stuff I do for Classic Press as more and more information is available to me. I'm expanding it out. It may end up eating up half my show eventually. I
wouldn't complain.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to complain. And I myself am going to live in both communities for a while, simply because I already have, you know, I have a couple of dozen projects in WordPress, but I'm building new projects in Classic Press. And the nice thing about it is the compatibility between the two right now. And I expect that compatibility will probably last for a year or two, at least.
I think you're right. As far as the ecosystem right now, Classic Press version 1.0.0 is essentially the same as running a WordPress 4.9 website. So all the plugins and themes that aren't Gutenberg specific, of course, are going to just automatically work on Classic Press. And since version 1.0.0 is what we consider a long-term support version, or I shouldn't say we, I'm speaking for myself. Right. I consider it a long-term support version. And so that means that if I really wanted to, I could stay on that version for as long as I wanted to and continue to use those plugins that work on 4.9 with no problem.
Yeah, and of course, since WordPress is going to support the Classic Editor at least until December 31st of 2021, I think it is, and that's going to mean a lot of plugin developers have to maintain some backwards compatibility for a while.
Right.
So.
And so I had a little bit of concern with that as well. I do have a couple of WordPress plugins over in the repository there. But I just kind of thought if I start supporting both platforms, then really what that might end up leading to is a bit of bloat.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why I said, all right, I'm diving in with Classic Press and plunge forward and see how it goes.
Choose one. I know I'll have to choose one. I myself will have to choose one in about 2 or 3 years. But in the meantime, it's going to be just flow with how it goes and figure out the best platform for what I'm building at the time.
Absolutely.
One of the things I've enjoyed about using Classic Press myself is how it works very well with my business related websites. And that's mostly what I build is business related websites. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have to do is give my client the best option for their money. So yeah, little by little, but yeah, it's an exciting time to see in the industry right now, seeing an actual challenger to WordPress's dominance. And that was one of the things is there previously people made noise, but there was no true challenger. And now I believe there's an actual challenger.
Well, maybe in the future. At this point, of course, Classic Press really isn't challenging WordPress's reach in the space. WordPress is a highly successful project, and you know it's been around for a really long time.
Around for 10, 11, 12 years.
15, I think now.
Oh yeah, it's 15. 15. 16. It's 3 years older than my oldest son. Because it's funny, it's WordPress's birthday of May 27th. It's my son's birthday.
Oh wow!
So that's why I find it really quite amusing. Just every time they come around, they're celebrating. So, oh God, that's my kid's birthday. So it's actually kind of interesting, but that's how I remember how long I've been involved with WordPress is by my oldest son. He was born the same year I started this, and as I started working with WordPress. So it's always kind of interesting. But I do, having been there in the early years, that's what I see Classic Press at the moment, is WordPress at its beginning. When it was a smaller mm-hmm. community, when people were still pushing forward and they were still trying to overtake and figure out who was going to come out on top in the market.
Mm-hmm. I think at that time, people were really excited about the product at that point, or mm-hmm. I shouldn't say product, I should say project.
Yeah.
People were really excited about the project at that time. And, you know, of course, people are still super excited about WordPress, there's no doubt. But I feel that's a really palpable excitement in the Classic Press community. As I interact there with the people and on Slack, it's just, you can really tell people really want to make this succeed.
Oh, absolutely. I can see that. So tell us a little bit more about a couple of your other plugins that you've got going, or if you've got any secret projects you're working on at the moment you want to let folks know about.
Well, I do have some secret projects that I'm working on. I don't want to say too much at this point, but one that I would like to mention is that I'm putting together on my own site a sort of plugin directory where my own plugins will be easier to find. I find that hosting them on GitHub is great for developers, but you know, for somebody who's just a regular end user, they arrive at GitHub and they're like, what do I do now?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm putting together a little directory on my own website that will make this really easy, and it'll just pull in from my GitHub so everything stays updated. So that's a little something I have going on the side right now.
Nice.
I should probably keep everything else under wraps because it'll be nice to be a surprise later.
Oh, it's always nice to surprise people. But you've got a couple of other great plugins in here that you've got listed off at the moment. Like you put the WYSIWYG Advanced in there, but I really think you ought to reconsider the name.
Yes, well, I noticed that you had mentioned that in one of your podcasts.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, I thought that to myself when I was renaming it, but I was like, well, you know, I want to kind of stick with the Tiny MCE Advanced so that it's relevant what I've done here. But then you mentioned it, and then the truth of the matter is as I started trying to rewrite some of the code, for some reason, I cannot type the WYSIWYG without a typo.
Yeah.
So it really got on my nerves. I actually tweeted about it, letting others know not to fall into this trap. And it is being renamed.
Okay. There you go. Because it is
actually,
really a cool plugin.
It's being renamed Enriched Editor.
Ah, there you go. Nice name for it. That's good. Nice name.
So I also have a plugin that's called Years Since, and that's just to keep texts updated. So a lot of times, like on an about page or any page where you talk about your experience or length of time, like for example, I've worked for X years in web development. This plugin is just, it uses a little short code to make sure that it updates each year for you.
Oh, nice.
So that in 5 years, it will say 5 more years experience. It never falls out of date that way. And so I'm actually That was a WordPress plugin that I had written originally. Mm-hmm. So I've moved that plugin over to somebody else who's going to continue with that. And I'm going to rename the Classic Press version of it Timeless Text.
Oh, there
you
go.
So that's a little change that's coming up.
Hey, you're picking some more relevant names. Nice.
Well, I've been through the thesaurus, and of course, I have in the Classic Press Slack, I've just popped it out there from time to time. Mm-hmm. Can anybody help me come up with some cool terms here? I've got a plugin name, and Timeless Text was actually a really big hit as far as a name, so yeah, I'm super glad for that.
I like that name. That's really nice. That makes a little bit more sense than Year Since, because I looked at it and said, Year Since, what does that mean?
Exactly.
So Timeless Text sort of encompasses. That's always a tough part, is coming up with a good, relevant name that's short and sort of says what the plugin is, just in the name.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, for me anyway, writing the code is much more of the easy part. It's really making the nice designs and the marketing stuff, and then of course coming up with a nice catchy name after the fact.
That's my job in my new venture with Sean is he does the code, and I go through and I write the instructions and clean it up and come up with a name and make it so that people understand how it works.
Well, that's high value stuff right there. I mean, getting it across to the end user in a very succinct way it's an amazing superpower.
Yeah, well, that's something I've done. I used to actually, one of the things I did when I first started with WordPress was I actually created training courses. And I used to hold training seminars and courses in and around town here. Mm-hmm. That's how I started my business. But it's always nice because I seem to be able to translate geek speak to English for people so that they can understand how it works for the average user, because the vast majority of people they don't understand the technical terms.
Right.
And they need to understand how it works in the end. But yeah, so it's been fantastic talking to you, John. And
I'm really excited to have been on the podcast. Yeah. Thanks so much for the invitation.
And this is a point here where you get to tell all the listeners out there how they can get hold of you.
Okay, well, first I'd just like to mention that Classic Press, it is a business focus fork of WordPress, and it has a democratic approach to the decision making, and so that's really what brought me over to the project. The intention is really to pull the focus back to the goals of the community that it serves, and so anybody who's really interested in that being an embodying principle of a project, they should come definitely check it out, and that's at classicpress.net. So my own website is codepotent.com, and I have a few developer tutorials there. There's some some tips and tricks, and I just recently put together a page that does list my current Classic Press plugins. It's going to be updated soon, like I mentioned before, with a bit more searchable and user-friendly interface, but that's up there for now, and that's just right in my main navigation. The big plugins button will take you there.
Nice. All right, so make sure you all go check him out, and don't run away on me. I just got to do the closing credits, and then I'll be right back.
All right, thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A-Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate. And set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA-Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com, or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!